Okay, welcome back. Hour number three on this Tuesday night, and we're going to talk to Frosty Wooldridge this hour. Frosty, are you there?
Right here, Jeff. Thank you very much, and looking forward to our hour together.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. It's always a pleasure to put up more Frosty Wooldridge. We put up a number of five pieces today, I think, by you.
Yep. Yeah.
And one of them, of course, is, I think, crucial to the whole story. It's very simple. Why Muslims cannot and will not, nor will they ever assimilate into Western culture. I'm paraphrasing the title, but that's the subject. And we have talked about this before, and I have another story today which just made me sick. A young German mother and her toddler went to a park in Germany. Broad daylight. Surrounded by a gang of black Africans, the child was ripped away from the mother. The mother was raped in front of the little boy, and then the child was sexually molested. And honest to God, if this isn't dealt with properly, Europe will be an open running cesspool, a sewer of humanity within the next couple of years. These alleged human beings should be summarily executed. They are not fit for society. No, they shouldn't be sent home. They should be removed from the gene pool, removed from the planet. This is not human behavior. It's not okay. This is the year 2017. They need to be removed. Sorry if it sounds a little coarse, but there is no remediation to this kind of behavior. It cannot be allowed. And yet it is being allowed in Sweden, Norway, Germany, Denmark. They're giving these subhumans a slap on the wrist. This woman may die from a disease. She was gang raped. She will certainly never recover emotionally. Her life is ruined. The child's life is probably ruined. At the very least, he may forget about the sexual abuse. I don't know what they did to him, and I don't want to know. But what his bond with his mother has been through. All right. Well, you figured out. All right. This is. I don't know if you saw that story or not, Frosty. But
yes, I did. Yes, I did.
This has got to be dealt with. It's got to be dealt with immediately, summarily, and that's it. Done. You cannot mess around with this. It's too late if you do.
Well, let me first of all have everyone appreciate that's standard operating procedure for most of Africa. You have to understand that African tribes are completely male dominated. All Muslim tribes are completely male dominated. If anybody has ever heard of the word misogyny and misogynist, Africa, of all the countries of the world,
the African continent
is number one.
Yeah.
The Congo is number one in rapes. And now that all of these people have moved, over 1.5 million have moved into Europe, Sweden is now the rape capital of Europe, and it's all caused because of these immigrants. And I want everyone to appreciate this.
Should we stop calling them immigrants? Don't lose your thought. Don't lose your thought. Mm-hmm. Should we stop calling them immigrants? They are soldiers. They are intentionally being injected into Europe and America. They're not immigrants. Anyway, go ahead.
And that's true. As a matter of fact, this latest piece, and I would ask and really invite everyone to go to rinse.com and look under my category, Why Muslims Cannot Assimilate into Canada, America, Europe, and Any Other Western Country. As a matter of fact, this column was so powerful that Act for Canada, run by Valerie Price up there in Ottawa. I think she's in Ottawa or Montreal. She frontline featured it. And
congratulations.
Matters,
good for
yeah,
her.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm also getting published quite heavily in Europe right now, uh-huh, because I'm one of the few voices that just simply tells it like it is. And so, you know, and at the head of the piece, I write Voltaire, and you all know Voltaire, one of the great historian, philosopher, you know, people who just looked at life and really made some extraordinary statements on it. And he talks about, Islam. And I'm just quoting a few sentences. The Quran teaches fear, hatred, contempt for others, murder as a legitimate means for the dissemination and preservation of this satanic doctrine. It talks ill of women, classifies people into classes, calls for blood, ever more blood. And yet that Muhammad, a camel trader, sparks uproar in his tribe that he wants to make his fellow citizens believe that he talked to the archangel Gabriel, that he boasted about being taken up into heaven and receiving a part of that indigestible book there, which can shake common sense on every page, that to gain respect for this work, he covers his country with fire and iron, that he strangles fathers, drags away daughters, that he leaves the beaten a free choice between death and his faith. Now, this is certainly something that no one can excuse unless he came as a Turk into the world, unless superstition has stifled any natural light of reason in him, unquote. Voltaire, 1694 to 1788. Jeff, I can give you another 20 of the top historians, philosophers, sages, and they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And what is most upsetting to me, and oh, by the way, I moved to a new house this year, and I just had one of the ladies walk down the street, and she said, "Are you Frosty Wooldridge? Did you just move here?"
Wow.
And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she says, "I love you on Rinse. Our whole family listens." It was a very nice homecoming to have you know, the neighbors sit there and say that. And so, but here's the harsh reality, and I think she's smiling tonight as she's probably listening tonight here in Vista Village. This is Genesee Village where I live now. But anyway, I'm only a mile from where I used to live. But anyway, Germany reelected Merkel. The same people that are driving Norway into the sewer,
yeah,
and certainly Finland and Denmark and even Holland, and certainly Belgium, and the UK. I mean, Theresa May over there, she isn't stopping any kind of Muslim immigration into that country. And I mean, the UK is lost. It's going to not survive. Ireland right now is taking in all these Nigerian refugees, and they simply just take over all the housing. They run the Irish out of the cities, and they're literally enclaving in powerful factions, and they are all, let me just make this, 99.9% living on welfare of the Irish people, the Welsh, of course, and certainly the Scots, and certainly those British that are right there in London, England, which now has 130 Sharia law courts. Let me say that again. 130 Sharia law courts, 50 Sharia law councils, and the British somehow elected the mayor of London is now a Muslim.
Yeah.
And this summer, when they had all the running over of people and stabbing and so forth on the bridge there, the London mayor, who is a Muslim, said, "Well, that's what you have to expect if you're going to live in a big city." So I guess the Europeans have a death, a suicidal DNA that they have incorporated, but so are the Canadians, because the as I traveled, you know, on my bicycle across Canada from Port Huron all the way over to Niagara this summer, I stopped at all the diners. In fact, Tim Hortons was one of the best, and I always caught a table of 6 to 10. And I just said, "Well, what do you think of Justin Trudeau and the immigration flood coming into this country of all these third world refugees?" And they said, "We can't stop it. They have all the power. There's no way to talk any common sense. We're being overrun. Our communities are being absolutely destroyed. Our schools are just turning into absolute war zones." I mean, I got it right from the horse's mouth, because, you know, I did 4,100 miles across America and another 220 20 to get across the Canada section.
Yeah.
And you know that I talk to all hundreds and hundreds of people, and it's all the same. There's nothing we can do. I mean, somebody elected Trudeau, and this man, Justin Trudeau, like his father, Pierre Trudeau, have started the multicultural diversity thrust into Canada, which is now literally destroying Canada. By the day, and by the immigrant, and, and by the ethnic enclaving, and by the parallel societies that are being created. And the Canadians, for some reason, elected Justin Trudeau to further his father's destruction.
I'm really beginning to think that most major elections are completely fraudulent now. I do not believe the German people reelected Merkel. I think she was reinstalled. Who's to say, whenever you have digital vote counting, there's nothing that can be expected other than fraud. And we also live now in an environment where virtually everything that any major government says to its people, I think, is almost inherently and instinctively viewed as a lie, or at least a partial lie. We live in a culture of the lie, Frosty. So who do you trust? Who do you trust?
Well, that's
yourself.
The question of the 21st century here in this constitutional republic. And I can tell you, because I write so much for Rents.com, and literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of readers across the United States, when I write what is apparently logically and rationally truth, which is supported by all of the sources that are facts, you better believe people come and read those columns, because I may be one of the only, well, there's others, this latest piece by Peter Goodchild, who writes also for the BBC, and I interviewed for this piece. He's also brilliant. There's also Tim Murray up there in Vancouver Island, who is fantastic. Madeline Weld, also for ImmigrationCanadaWatch.org. I think it's ImmigrationCanadaWatch.org. These are the only people that are writing clear and compelling columns that actually tell what's going on. In Canada, and certainly you've got other writers here in America that are doing the same thing. But again, the mainstream press, whether it's Jake Tapper, whom I have so little regard for, Anderson Cooper, slants his prejudice
beyond understanding. It's not news.
News. You just can't. So we're facing and suffering from the same thing.
Right.
And every time you have a rational action by Trump, you then have an irrational dingbat of a judge who then stops the executive order for seven countries that are Muslim terrorist countries.
Right.
He stops the order, and then all of a sudden they can keep coming in here. And then we get to have another San Bernardino or another Ohio State University or another Fort Lauderdale or another Orlando, another Times Square.
Las Vegas. There's ISIS involvement there, I believe.
Can you imagine the cover-up on the Las Vegas massacre of who and what this guy was and all the things that he there's no way that he didn't leave a trail. There's no way he didn't leave some messages. There's no way that you didn't and couldn't find a motive.
Frosty, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It is a distinct possibility that Stephen Paddock never fired a shot. He was a patsy. We believe he was an arms dealer, a deal that went wrong. We believe that he was set up, executed, and laid out as the patsy. There's no way in hell he could have done the amount of death, dealing, destruction that came on those people. It can't happen. Anyway, go ahead. I just don't want you to think. Don't mention him as the guy, because he wasn't.
Well, again, and what I'm saying, on a, just blanketing that whole subject is that we're not being told the truth.
No way.
And we're not going to get to that truth.
Nope.
You know, it's just like the whole thing with JFK and the 50th anniversary. And I was, you know, I was a kid back then when JFK got shot. And there's so much cover-up going on. Well, the same thing is going on throughout and across the country right now. And it's amazing all the power brokers in this country. I guess there's one billionaire that's going to spend millions to provocate some kind of a Trump impeachment. You've got that dingbat Wilson, Frederica Wilson out of Florida, and you've got the single greatest dingbat in Maxine Waters, who's been a congressman forever in California and who has forever done absolutely nothing to better her constituents or certainly the Black Caucus or anything other than she just mouths off and she makes inane statements about the president or anybody else. And you sit here and you go, they've got to at some point put a minimum of 100 IQ on anyone that's going to go into the Senate, because those two, I'm sorry, those two do not even come close to 100 IQ and therefore have no relevancy, no intellectual capacity to do anything to further the American people or certainly further their constituents in their particular arenas. I mean, in fact, Maxine Waters is just another Al Sharpton. That's all she is. And Frederica Wilson's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we, the American people, have to put up with what the mainstream press and the left, whether it's CNN and the rest of them, they pounce on all these sensational baloney stories. I mean, the story that's taken up the press now is the phone call that had nothing to do with Frederica Wilson. It had everything to do with the fact that this young man died serving his country as a Green Beret on a mission there in Africa. And all of a sudden, how did some dingbat like Frederica Wilson get into that conversation, steal one partial sentence phrase and make it the newscast of the next 2 weeks to demean the president, to demean everyone, including those young men who died in that raid? Again, mm-hmm. And for those of you, and I would just make this because this was my era, Vietnam War, Ken Burns, a 10-part series. The one thing that he didn't bring out in that particular series is the fact that it was a banker's war and that the bankers made all the money and the military-industrial complex and the munitions people and the bomb testers. I mean, it was a staging ground for military. And it just you sit here, and I remember having to live through it, whether it was Kent State, because I did my undergraduate work at Michigan State, and Kent State was right below us, and they're shooting our kids down. And then McNamara continues, and then LBJ is saying that everybody that's fighting, or all that's college students, have a mental disease. You know, and we're sitting here, and I remember, because I was 18, I don't have a mental disease. I don't want to go dying in a war all the way across 10,000 miles away for some kind of a theory of a guy named Robert McNamara or Bundy or any of the rest of those characters. And I just talked to another Vietnam War veteran just this week, and he said they wanted to give him a re-up, $14,000. He says, may I say something off the record, Sergeant? And this is a guy I work out with at the rec center. Mm-hmm. He said, F you, and walked out of the office because he'd already served over there for 1 year, and he knew that. And in fact, they would have these big meetings with Westmoreland would come to give a big pep talk,
uh-huh.
And everybody had to have all their weaponry and all their grenades and everything taken off them to go into the Coliseum,
all
because
true.
They would have fragged Westmoreland in
yep.
a second because
yep.
they hated his guts. You know, and so here I am, you know, over 40 years later now, and have these same things going on, and the military-industrial complex owns that war in Afghanistan and Iraq for 17 years. Does anybody think that's listening to this broadcast tonight, not only in the United States, but Canada and around the world, does any one of you think that there is validity in sending all of our kids over to the absolute crazy Muslim religion and the crazy Muslims of the Middle Eastern world? Is there any sense to spend one more day there? I mean, bin Laden's been killed. 3-4 years ago, and we're still over there. We spent, what, $3 trillion in the last 17 years? We've killed all these kids. We have 22 kids a day are committing suicide. That's the latest figure from the United States Army. 22 soldiers committing suicide every day. Here in the United States, the suicide rates are incredible.
Are these,
and
are these active
we're
duty?
We're serving the world for what?
Yeah, active duty, I mean, Frosty, or
active these... duty and discharged.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you this, a national disgrace. I remember when I was in Fort Benning and doing basic training myself in the United States Army. Mm-hmm. War can drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know if you're going to live or die. There are no heroes in war. Every Purple Heart, every Medal of Valor, and everything. You're just lucky if you survive, because a bullet doesn't care who you are. It's aimed at you, and you could live could die.
That's right. Totally
and,
right.
And these kids that came back, they were I was scared to death. The guys were coming back with their faces burned off from napalm. Their hands were fused together. Their ears were burned off. Their eyelids were burned off. They committed suicide as fast as they could because they were so hideous.
Right.
And so
that's why you never
are.
See them, ladies and gentlemen.
You never see them.
They either never go out or they've killed themselves.
They've killed themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and the Army calls it a suicide incident. Or no, it was a training incident.
No,
oh,
that's
my,
right.
I could tell you. And so I sit here. Is there any reason, rational, logical, or otherwise, that we're still in Afghanistan and Iraq? And the answer is not one single. A rational mind on a rational person would not spend another day in two completely Muslim countries where the Muslims, they thrive on killing each other. That's what they've been doing since the 6th century.
It's the same
and
as the blacks in Africa.
Dictates it. The same thing. And you sit here, and we're taking all these good kids, and we're literally shredding them, their bodies, their minds. Anyway, that's
they come back, Frosty. Come on.
Frustration.
People who survived Vietnam, we talk about PTSD today. We didn't talk about PTSD then. Those young men were never the same, most of them. Their lives were essentially corrupted to the core. They were afraid. They never got over it. How can you? And we shouldn't have. What did Trump promise us in the campaign?
Yeah.
We were going to pull our men.
Get out of Iraq. Get out of Iraq.
He lied and lied and lied. And we've been so deceived, betrayed. And our young people who are in the military. Now, a lot of them, unfortunately, volunteered. They bought into it. I'm going to get a good education when I get out, blah, blah, blah. And they found out different. Wow. Hold on a minute, Frosty. We will be right back with the great Frosty Wooldridge as we continue. To all of you around the world, thanks for being here. We're doing our best for you, and that's why we're here. Okay, welcome back. We are with Frosty. Had Leonard Colwell on last week, Frosty, and Leonard back from Germany again.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, tragically, Germany is gone. The German people have lost their will to stand up as real men to protect their women. The rapes that go on there, and I've made this point many times, and I don't think it can be overstated, or in any way overexpressed. I'm not a woman. But when a woman is raped, especially by a gang of these, I don't want to call them human because they're not by my standards, maybe by theirs and their culture, which is where they should stay. In our lands, our Western world, in our society and our way of life, these people don't qualify. They're animals. No, I don't want to ruin that. Animals are wonderful. They have discipline. They have order. They don't do what we do. But the rape of a woman is, in many ways, her death. It's not counted as a death, but her soul dies. 90% of black Africans, for example, have diseases, many of which are not even being screened for. They're communicable, everything from AIDS to tuberculosis to dozens of different parasites. These women, in many cases, will go on to be sick for the rest of their lives if they don't die earlier than they should. Rape should be dealt with in an immediate, capital fashion. If someone is caught, they're guilty, that should be it. Done. They don't get put in jail for 90 days, they don't get their wrists slapped, they don't get community service, they don't get deported. They're done. The planet can't tolerate this. Do you know there are between 30 and 40 million black savages, and that's what they are, right now waiting to be ferried across the Mediterranean to Europe by these NGO companies and their ships? 30 to 40 million are queued up. There are over 1.2 billion in Africa. They could march 10 across and never stop coming. I understand. 10 across, marching. They would never stop coming because the breeding would allow for the continuity of that species. It's not good, Frosty, and it's going to get worse.
Well, that's correct. And for those of you who would like to read about that at rents.com, I did a four-part series called The Deadliest Birth Rate for All Humanity. Again, the deadliest
birth rate. Ten abreast and they'd never stop coming. Ten abreast,
right, because,
walking at you and they'd never stop.
Right, because Africa right now, 1.2 billion people, it is proliferating at such a rate of speed that it will double to 2 billion by the mid-century, which is only 33 years from now. And it will then double again at that point to 4 billion people before the end of this century. That's only 83 years from now. I want everyone to understand this. There is no end to the line of Africans that are literally marching toward first world countries, using them for an exhaust vent for their prolific fecundity. And that's why Europe it will absolutely be destroyed. If we in the United States and Canada don't stop, along with other Western countries like Australia, if we don't stop all population immigration into our countries, we will absolutely be overrun to the point where we will no longer be able to function. You can take my words to the bank. I have seen it in my world travels. And once that population lands on a country, you can't save that country. You can't resuscitate that country. You cannot hope for that country. Everything will be completely and totally run over by the population of those refugees. And no one will be safe. No one will survive. It will be those countries, all of Europe, all of Canada, all of America, will mm-hmm. be turned to absolute third world sewer pits. That's a reality. And I also, just before we go on, Jeff, as you can tell, it's all these 1975 was the end of the Vietnam War, and here I am at my age, having lived through that whole nightmare, and I'm still, you could tell in my words and my feelings and my emotions just in the last segment, how upset I am. I lost my roommate in the Vietnam War. He got drafted right out of our 433 Wonders Hall, North Wonders Hall, right there at MSU.
Wow.
And off he went, and I still wear the peace ring that he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if I get back, we'll have a beer and laugh about it, and if not, wear it and be a man of peace. Well,
wow.
I wear this peace ring have on my pinky since 1968. I lost three other good friends in the Vietnam War, and I am still, all these years later, so angry at McNamara, LBJ, Bundy, all at Westmoreland.
Oh, some of the biggest criminal scum in the history of this country. Period.
Some of the biggest,
easy.
You know, and right now, George W. Bush is right there with them.
Sure
with
he
is. His sickening advance on Iraq. And the fact that we're still over there in Afghanistan, it is sickening to me because the higher-ups are using our kids, our finest kids, and now that we have a private army that's all volunteer, they get to carry these wars on for 17 years, Jeff. And nobody stops them. Here in Denver, one guy with three kids had been deployed 12 times. Deployment's 1 year, folks. Deployed 12 times in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
Until last year he was killed. He was killed finally after 12 deployments.
Unbelievable.
And his
12.
Kids did
I've
not
never
grow.
Heard that.
The kids
no.
never. Yeah, it was in the Denver Post. He was from south of me,
uh-huh.
and Colorado Springs. And he never even saw his kids anyway.
No.
Three kids did not have a father and did not have a father because he was deployed for 12 times. So if you feel a little bit of emotional upsetness in my voice, that is the reason. I saw it firsthand and ugly, the Vietnam War and this whole farcical Iraq War. And we're supposed to be stopping all these Taliban. We aren't stopping crap. We're importing it into this country with every one of them every refugee that comes in here that's a Syrian or a Congolese or a Somalian, they're all a bunch of absolute refugee fighters. They can start taking us out and do the same thing as that German woman just suffered, because she's
Excellent.
Not alone. There are thousands of rapes going on over there.
1 million
right now.
Rapes in the UK yeah. in the last year.
There you go.
Men,
I mean,
no. Women, yes. Girls, yes. And little boys, yes. Men escape it for the most part. But
yep.
it is a million in the UK in 1 year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got child sex trafficking rings. I don't care. Muslims, M-O-S-L-E-M-S, are barbarians in the 21st century. They have no business being in first world countries. Every single one of them should be tossed out and back into their godforsaken countries, and they should not be let into first world countries. That is a fact. I'll stand on it, and I will stay with it, and that is exactly what needs to be done.
I got bad news. We discovered last week, Patty Doyle found it, the United States State Department under President Donald J. Trump has a program. This is not the UN so-called refugee program. This is a State Department program called Resettle Africa. It is designed for one thing, and that is to bring more of these savages directly from Africa over and inject them into the soul of America. That's what they're doing. This is a State Department program. I've got the story up. I'll send it to you. This is not being talked about. The American people don't know it. And I don't have words.
And I do have some thoughts on that. You can blame the Lutheran charities, and every single one of those people that works for the Lutheran charities, and also the Catholic Church, the Catholic charities.
Oh, I've got the list. I got the list. But this is a special program. This is a separate program from all of those refugees. Another one.
Oh,
this is not one of the hundreds of refugee resettlement organizations that are just in it for the money. And there are a lot of Christian groups, Jewish groups, and other independent groups. This is a special program in the State Department called Resettle Africa. I'll send it to you. So Trump has sold us out, his administration, and if the guy's not man enough to stand up, which he isn't so far, I don't know what the hell he is. I don't know.
That is going to... Every person listening to this show tonight, we have got to stop all immigration into America.
All of it. Not part of it.
We don't need one.
And I don't want to hear about Frosty. He signed an executive order saying he was going to increase the level of vetting for immigrants from 11 countries. What the hell is wrong with him? You stop all immigration, as he said during the campaign, until we figure out what the hell is going on, i.e., how much can we tolerate? Can we tolerate it? And the answer is no. So you stop immigration, period. You don't increase the vetting. This is nuts.
Yeah, and again, I bring it to everybody's understanding. The third world, since 1965, doubled the world population from 3.5 billion to now it's 7.3 billion and growing by 80 million new babies net gain every year, and they all want to come to first world countries who have been having only two babies per woman since 1970. So if you think this thing's going to work out, if you can sit back on your haunches and think your kids are going to have a wonderful experience with another guaranteed, another 100 million third world immigrants that are going to be injected into America within the next 30 years, within the next 30 years, that's only three decades, then you have got, you are literally bequeathing to your children a completely broken down, completely chaotic,
a nightmare, a horror
nightmare of a civilization.
Yeah.
We will be all working, and all of our tax dollars will be paying for all of these people that cannot, do not, will not work because they don't have the intellectual horsepower, they don't have the cultural horsepower, and all they're going to, if you think that all of this kneeling going on at the NFL is a bad deal, just wait till the Raza gets more powerful, till the Black Lives Matter get more weaponry, and the Antifa people just absolutely go completely nuts. We are not going to be able to maintain a civil society, and we will be having more and more of the same consequences now happening to Germany and France and the UK and Norway. I don't know how I can make it any clearer at all, Jeff, but that is what we're facing. And to tell you the truth, I don't see the American people. You know, I've told everybody, join numbersusa.org. Send that two videos out to everybody to show them exactly how powerful it is and what's going to happen to us. That one by Roy Beck, Immigration, Gumballs, and Poverty, and the other one, Immigration Off the Charts. It shows within 5 minutes for the first one, 10 minutes for the second one, what we're doing to our society. And once they arrive, there's no getting them out. There's no sending them back. You can't send back 100 million people. They simply are going to absolutely destroy the foundation of our constitutional republic, the cultural chaos, the linguistic chaos. In fact, Steve Camerota, and I've known him for 20 years, was on Fox News tonight with Tucker Carlson, and he said we've got over 60 million people don't even speak English in this country right now.
60?
And if you don't have 60 million, he was right there. And he says 60 million people, and we have 43 million people who weren't even born here. I does anybody think we're going to survive this when we get another 100 million immigrants? Well, again, with all of those different worldviews, with all those different incompatible religions, with all those different cultures and all those different languages, do I make sense here, or do you think I am just somewhere off in the ozone?
You make 120 you couldn't be more honest. You couldn't be more accurate. It's not possible.
I've been dead on the money. Yeah. I know I'm dead on the money.
No,
I've
you are. We're not going to survive.
I've seen this thing coming.
It's the clock. It's 11:55. It's ticking. We either do something to stop this, or we're done. We're done.
We're going to be done.
We're going to be done. We'll be fighting in the streets. They're going to give these scumbags guns. They'll be setting up their own no-go zones and patrolling them. They'll have their Sharia courts. We're seeing that in England right now and in the UK and other places in the UK. I'm at London, and I don't even remember where the other place was. Doggone it, was Norway or Sweden. They've got so many no-go areas now, and they're actually patrolling with AKs, and the cops don't go in. The Swedish government is talking about maybe sending the military in. Well, if they go in there, they're going to be fighting, I guarantee it. They'll be shooting in the streets.
Well, that's right. And the same thing is happening in Detroit, Michigan. Same thing's happening in Minneapolis. Same thing's happening in Miami. And Southern California is nothing more than Mexico North. It's called El Norte.
Wow.
I am so sad for my country. You and I have been speaking about this for 15 years now.
Yeah.
I have written clear and lucid columns for Rinse.com for 15 years. And it's just accelerating. Does anybody know how many more people we've added to this country in the last 15 years since Jeff and I have been talking? Take 15 years times 3.1 million per year. Look it up on the Census Bureau, U.S. Census Bureau. We've added all of these people, over 40 million in the last 15 years. Ladies and gentlemen, every single person listening, do you think we're going to survive another 10 years with another, again, 30 to 35 million people? And then in 20 years, and I think if I stay healthy, I keep eating and exercise like
I
do, I'll still be here.
Yeah,
I'll be here for another 20 years. 20 years from now, speaking on this show, this country will be in total chaos because we will have somewhere around at least 70, 80 million more immigrants in this country. That's the immigrants themselves. That's their birth rates. That's their chain migrated relatives. That's the diversity.
That's what Germany's doing now. They're opening up to chain migration. They're going to bring in all the family members. I think up to 10 per person. Merkel, the lesbian communist, has destroyed Germany. Destroyed that whole country in 3-4 years.
Well, you know, George Bush, Obama, Clinton, and even now Donald Trump are destroying America.
Well, what's the only
Trudeau's
thing keeping
destroying
us?
Canada.
The only thing keeping us relatively safe, Frosty, is our Second Amendment.
That's right.
We don't have guns.
It's not going to save us. When you get another 100 million third world immigrants into this country and you get another, 15, 20 million Muslims, they absolutely function by conquest. That's all they do. They don't work. They don't have a work ethic. They don't have any kind of, they don't do anything that produces anything. You know, as a matter of fact, when I was working as the United Van Lines top trainer, number one trainer and safety officer back in the early 90s after I got out of Detroit, and I had a bunch of Muslims working with me, I have never worked with a bunch of lazy excuse. I mean, you just sit here and you go, what? And that's they just don't work. They're cultured. They let their women do all the work. And this is my own experiences. So you sit here and you just go, what are we doing to ourselves? Well, we're just committing national suicide. And like I say, I'll be here another 10 years for sure and have a good chance of being here for 20 years from now.
Yeah.
And we are going to be, we will have 20 years from now, no less than 60 million more immigrants and people in this country. Again, the total load will be 139 million people within the next 33 years. Anybody can look that number up. PewResearchCenter.org, U.S. population projections by Fogel Martin at thesocialcontract.com and the U.S. Census Bureau, and you can even go to Roy Beck at numbersusa.org. I am not pulling these numbers out of a hat. We are on course to add 100 million immigrants in the next. And we're already 30 million into it, so we're going to add another 70 million within the next 30 years, between 27 and 30 years from now.
Yeah, everything you said, Frosty, 15 years ago has come to pass and is coming to pass. And our alleged government has betrayed us so egregiously, so horrifically, that honestly, it's difficult for me to track it. We have been betrayed from A to Z and up and down and every which way. There's just no way to argue it. You can't.
I know. And, you know, and Dianne Feinstein, who's 84 years old, doesn't have a clue as to what's going on in the real world. And she's a senator for California.
That's right.
Barbara Boxer, who's also almost that age. These two women, Dianne Feinstein is going to run for Senate again.
Yes, she announced. Yes.
Yeah. You sit here and you go, her brain is
atrophied.
Well,
it's just like John McCain.
John McCain. He's 81, I think.
Oh, no, I think he's older than that.
Completely a dinosaur.
He'll be almost
90. He's never served his country worth a damn.
No, he's a coward.
Yeah.
He's actually he's committed treason.
They call him a war hero. I'd say he was a really bad pilot myself.
How many did he kill on the aircraft carrier when he gunned his engine and... 75 or something, I forget. Almost 100.
Right, and he crashed
sailors.
He crashed two other planes. Oh my god!
At least two.
It was two. Yeah, you know, Schumer. You talk about Trader Dewey's company. My two senators, they won't stop the birthright citizenship, the anchor babies. I've gone into their offices and talked to their staffs. I said, here's what needs to be done. Yeah. Here's what's happening. Yeah. And Bennett, Michael Bennett, completely useless as a senator. Cory Gardner, completely useless. If you go to Colorado senators and you look at their report card, both of them have an F-. Jared Polis, and Mike Kaufman, who's a Marine colonel, F-, for immigration. They're doing nothing. They're not stopping the anchor babies. They're not stopping the $20 trillion debt. They're not doing anything about the immigration flooding our country. They're not doing anything about the diversity visas. They're not doing anything to stop. It would be so simple. Stop birthright citizenship. We're the only country that continues to pretend that anybody that crosses our borders illegally with a baby in tow can drop the baby and become an instant citizen and go on welfare. And we're putting out, you and me, taxpayers, I work 50 hours a week. We're paying out $296 billion a year across 15 federal agencies to float all of these illegal immigrants, legal immigrants, and their kids.
Has Trump said one word about anchor babies? No.
Nope. Because somebody, somewhere in the Congress, whether Senator, House, are doing everything they can to undermine the American people, and they're in the majority, and more than likely, they are your two senators and your House rep. That's why nothing is getting done to solve the problems in this country.
The only hope we have is to throw them all out, but that's not going to happen. We uniformly return 94 to 96% every 2 years.
That's correct.
And we wonder why nothing changes. These are career criminals. They're not politicians. They're not servants of the people.
That's right.
They get in there and they get near the money stream and they're set for life and that's it. All they worry about is running for re-election. Feinstein is 84, McCain is 81, as you said. Career criminal politicians. Pelosi's not too far behind. That woman's acting more addled than Slapsy Maxie is.
Yeah, she really is. She's got some dementia, Alzheimer's problems.
Yes.
She's 70. She's almost 78. And she if it wasn't for a teleprompter or a speech, she would not know what she's talking about.
She wouldn't know what to do with herself.
She would not know what to do with herself.
She couldn't even
pick
her own nose. No, this is bad. It's getting worse. We must be the comic joke to the west of the planet that looks at us. How could we allow this to have happened? It's just
how could Canada allow it to happen to them, and how could Europe allow it to happen?
Well, we know
Australia
the majority doesn't want the Australians, the same thing. We know the majority is against it, and yet the majority has been disenfranchised completely, gone. Yeah. Frosty, you're just a tremendous credit to America, and you have awakened so many people. Keep it up. We'll talk soon. Thanks for the great contributions today. Look at Frosty Wooldridge on the left-hand side of the homepage. They're there. They're also on headlines. Talk soon, my friend. Take care.
Look forward to it, Jeff. Good night.
Okay.
Godspeed.
Good night. Mr. Frosty Wooldridge, truly a great American patriot, an American patriot for all time. And we will be back with you tomorrow night. Take care.